Now, if you look at the entire healthcare ecosystem, the entire way of looking at things, it starts with patients. It starts with patients. So the top yellow circle that you see is patients. Then is your pharma companies. Then is your technology providers or the tech platforms. Then is your insurance companies. Then it is the public, the providers, the healthcare, the pathology labs. Then there are investors, the charities, the universities. Then there are e-health, the telemedicines. And finally, it is the government, the regulators, and the policymakers. Now, this is your entire ecosystem. So when you're creating a marketing, although you're saying that it is for the patients, you also have to think that whether you're following the regulatory methods or not, whether you're touching the pharma companies or not, how good are you using the technology platform? How good are you using an insurance companies? How good are you using the public or the private healthcare system and the investors and the e-health? I do not remember which hospital, but in India, down south, it was just during the pharma days and we were doing a calling, because in pharma, if you're working with a medical representative, you do hospital calls. Once we entered that, we saw there are specific counters of insurance companies in that hospital. If you want to take this amount of, and there is competition, so they're giving them the open channel. Also, there is a shop which says, scan code, register yourself for telemedicines. And the tagline written there is, you only come once. Okay. Third thing is, there is a regulatory thing written out there. Okay. Pharma companies do campaigns on that. See, you cannot only, patient is the end game or the end user, right? But you also have to think of the other ecosystem. So it starts with patients, it ends with patients. But apart from that, you can tie up with pharma companies, what the technology platform you're using. You can tie up with the insurance companies. You can say, okay, I'm doing a campaign on hypertension disease. I can walk up to an insurance company and say, why don't you join us? We can have lead generated then and there. We can call a telemedicine company. We can call a pathological lab and hands together. So it is not in silos today. The entire ecosystem is one, and in the center, it's the healthcare ecosystem. Now, digital is playing a pivotal role in the healthcare. I mean, why healthcare? It's everywhere. I mean, today, don't get me wrong with this example. If you walk up to any station in Mumbai and you want to do a shoe polish, even they have QR code. Autos have QR code. Train stations, whether you're booking a 10 rupees ticket for a shorter distance or whether you're booking a long distance, QR code. Everywhere you find the primitive AI chatbots is there. If you go to a hospital, there is a chatbot and it's asking you the questions. So as a marketer, what's your role? You have to align digital tools with patients' needs, not with the hospital needs. You have to align the digital tools with patient needs, you know, using clear and empathic communication. Patients would love an online booking, a virtual consultation, digital reports. My brother, the example that I gave a few moments back, because of the hand and the ortho, after some time, the ortho said some of the tests and everything, and the report was sent to me by the end of the day through WhatsApp. I mean, I'm getting a report at my home. After that, the doctor said, you don't have to come over here and you just have this call. So the doctor is using technology platforms like WhatsApp call or a Teams call through the hospital network, and they are consulting with patients. So, you have to get into that kind of a way where you promote everything. The patients will judge from both the outcomes, the clinical outcomes as well as the digital experience. They're not going to judge only on one. They want transparency in pricing. Today, if you go for a blood test for any pathological labs, they get very clear. They'll ask, okay, what is this needed for? A, B, C. Then your cost is this. If you add this so that you have a report, then it'll cost so much. So the patient has the option of choosing what they need rather than what they want. They also want transparency in pricing, the doctor credentials, and the services that you're offering. So what's your role? Aligning digital tools with patient needs. And what is that bridge? It's clear and empathic communication. Now, If you are not using digital, mark my words, you're not even there. You have lost it. You might be one of the best marketing guy, but if you're not using digital tools, you're gone. I mean, I was going for a kind of a tour somewhere, and while walking to the airport, I saw a huge ad of Fortis. What it says? For the next couple of months, we have this Dr. So-and-so who is master in so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. If you want to visit and do a checkup, this is your number to call. Digital. Your website apps, your WhatsApp, email are essential parts of care delivery. You cannot miss that part. Okay. Well, obviously, COVID-19 has reshaped everything. It has reshaped the corporate world. It has reshaped the service fraternity. It has reshaped the hospitality. So why shouldn't it reshape the healthcare? So when COVID-19 came in, I mean, if you look at the first, so 24th of March 2020, the first time COVID was declared, and the first 3 to 4 months, everybody was clueless. It increased the patient anxiety, right? And we were dependent on the information that was trying to find what is it. Okay, there was, okay, it was all closed, right? Where will you get food? People who are traveling, they were stuck in somewhere. I was stuck in an airport and I was supposed to fly out of India. And I was stuck and I was asked to go back. So where will I get this information? And that has helped hospitals to constantly update protocols and safety guidelines. It's a rapid shift of telehealth and contactless services. One of the biggest examples I can give you right now is maternity hospitals are using Instagram to reassure expecting mothers. Imagine they're using Instagram to reassure expecting mothers. So what's your role? Provide timely updates. Provide all the communication. And it should be empathic and maintaining trust. See, I will reiterate this throughout the healthcare marketing. Empathic communication, simple to understand communication, and maintaining the trust. These are the three things. If you do it, you're one of the best marketers in the healthcare industry. And healthcare industry is going to grow. It's going to boom in the next 10 or 15 years. What are the preventive and wellness focused healthcare? So see, there are various forms of healthcare. Preventive and wellness, nutrition, mental health, fitness, and corporate wellness. Today, most of the corporate in India has a corporate wellness program. Okay. They're shifting from treating illness to preventing it. They're conscious, it's informed decisions, not emergencies. What's your role? Educate, motivate, encourage. Healthier lifestyle choices. Wellness camps, free body composition test, lifestyle awareness campaigns. As if, for example, in a corporate world, when we look for a wellness program, is my employee happy? If the employee is not happy, today they are adding fitness. So most of the companies will find there is a play area or a gym. The bigger companies have their own gym and gym instructor. They have their own food nutritionists. Why it is happening? Because they are getting into preventive action rather than treating it. See, from my perspective, and it can be a little bit on the frightening side, I don't want to do that. If you have a body, you will have problems. And if I put it in perspective, if it's a machine, the machine means re-oiling. So for example, you're sneezing, your cough, cold, fever. These are all your defense mechanism. They're not diseases. Why? Why do you have fever? Because your body has been contacted with an alien antibody. The body doesn't know. The brain doesn't have the information. So what is being told? That you increase the temperature so the virus is killed. But since the programming was written in such a way that you increase the body temperature, but you don't have the mechanism to decrease it, that is where you use paracetamol. Now, when you're using paracetamol, your body is weak. Sometimes the virus or the antibody is there somewhere inside which you do not know. That is where you use an informed medicine, which is called azithromycin, which takes care of that weakness part. Right? Initially, whatever the doctor said, we used to follow blindly. Now, patients are also involving. How do I know azithromycin? I walk into a store on an OTC counter and I say, do you have levocetirizine and montelukast? Which in terms is known as the Montague LLC. So your role is to educate, motivate, and encourage a healthier lifestyle choices. How will you do it? Through wellness camps, through free body composition tests, lifestyle awareness campaigns, all these things. Now, this is a very interesting one, 1 to 7. So it's like a process. Your early intervention and screening, your vaccination programs, your nutrition and dietary guidance, your physical activity promotion, your mental health and emotional well-being, your parent education and empowerment, your community engagement and advocacy. So these are the places you can go. So for example, you can create a marketing campaign on early intervention and screening. What are the symptoms? Okay, if these are the symptoms, then these are the vaccination programs. Okay, if these are the vaccination programs, then these are the nutrition and dietary guidance. Then what is the physical activity promotion? Then what are the mental and emotional well-being? See, we talked about emotional intelligence from a corporate world, right? Today, emotional well-being and a mental health is also coming side by side. So you can use this as entire technique to create as a medium on all those things. You can also do on parent education and empowerment. Okay, one of the schools in Mumbai runs a once in a year parent education and empowerment from a child mental well-being. My school never had that. I mean, I passed out a long time ago. You don't have to think, when did I pass? But even 10 years before also, if the schools were big and they were very high in, you know, fees, they used to do it. But today, almost every school is touching on those things. Why do you think the parent-teacher meeting is becoming very, very crucial these days? It's because they're not only talking about the child's examination prowess, but they're also trying to tell them how is their mental health being. Okay, every school now has a doctor's room. My school never had. My school only had a first aid kit. Today there is a hospital room, a doctor's room. There are nurses. Today there is a study or an education campaign based on women periods. It starts from standard 4 and 5. I mean, previously no schools had. So the marketing technique has increased, the marketing gamut has increased, so does your role. And the trust, the reputation, and the transparency. See, healthcare is emotional. Guys, I mean, it's with their lives. One bad experience, gone. Your trust has to be built through testimonials, honest communication, clear policies, pricing transparency, you know, connecting with the patients. You can share a real patient story. So, for example, I think in Tata Parel, I've seen it. You walk into the hospital, in the big boardroom, there is a patient who is saying how was that person treated, what was the problem, and how well he or she was cured. Who knows? How would your role be happening? Simple. Hospital can share a real patient story, not just success statistics. That 1,500 cancer patients enrolled this year and out of which 1,499 was cured. They are not worried about that. They are worried about how was their experience. They are worried about how was the pathological lab. What is the wait time for a pathological lab? How much do I have to wait? And then what is your role is to build credibility, build loyalty, build long-term patient relationships. And the healthcare is evaluating throughout the day. Earlier, hospitals believed good care alone, but now advertisement or communication was not felt. Today, marketing is essential for visibility, trust, and growth. People will come, but how would you serve them better? The journey can be seen across 4 key phases. Very important. Phase 1 is production focused. We offer great care. We focus on the clinical part. We have no marketing teams or promotions. It goes on word of mouth. Patients choose the nearest hospitals, assumed high quality services. It's product based. Patient has little or no role in decision making. We offer, and what's the line that we think about? We offer great care. People would come. That's about it. And for example, Tata Parel, although they're starting with marketing campaigns, Tata Parel in the initial phase went in production phase. We are cancer based hospital. That's the first one, production focused. Second is a sales focused. Let's attract more patients and fill our beds. So because competition is increasing and due to insurance changes and private hospitals, you start selling more and more doctor relationships, lounges, medical office buildings. There are hospitals which have a lounge. There is a hospital that has a kid playhouse. You use billboards, brochures, TV ads. What's your goal? To increase admissions, not necessarily patient satisfaction. That's sales focused. Then it is market oriented. So you starting from the need of the patient. What is the need of the patient? Are the hospitals listening to that need? Are they using surveys, feedbacks, and planned services? Are they using wellness programs, OPDs, elderly care clinics? Marketing becomes more strategic out there because you have to design services, not promote them. Patients become informed choosers, not passive visitors. In the production and sales, patients are passive visitors. I've been told to walk into this hospital, so I'll walk into the hospital so I can do a role play in front of you. I walk into a hospital, hello sir, I'm here for so and so. Okay, please go there, fill up the form and submit into counter number 4. The best example I can think of was, if you remember, the Munnabai MBBS. And I don't want to use that dialogue, but the dialogue creates an factor it right there. If the patient is dying, is it mandate to fill up the form, or can't we fill up the form a bit later? So if I think from a production, no, you have to fill up a form. You have to go all through those criteria. So, you know, it is evolving. You create a service, you feedback, you're listening to the patient's needs. And the fourth one is relationship focused. We are not selling anything. We are making the patient's thought connected and trusted. We are working on a long-term relationship. We are working on to create trust, create transparency, create convenience. We are communicating using of digital tools like websites, email, patient portals, WhatsApp reminders. We are creating personalized care and follow-up surveys. We are creating personalized feedback. And every staff member contributes to the brand experience. So the journey from production to sales to marketing to relationship, this is the journey. Initially, it was more of a production and sales focused. Now it is moving towards marketing and relationship focused. So this is a simple table. If you look at the focus, the evolution of healthcare marketing, production phase is typically focuses on the clinical excellence. Role of marketing is not present and the patient role is passive. From a sales perspective, it is filling beds, referrals. It is to promote the services. The patient role is kind of emerging. Okay, fine. I know this hospital is good. It might be costing good. The third one, the marketing, it's where you're meeting the real needs of the patients. You're more into research-based place. You're more in a strategic-based place. What you're giving them, the patient, is the informed chooser. Now, you might have a question that, you know, Gabriel, if I move from production or sales, which is a passive, when you give informed chooser, isn't it a fact that the person can choose something else? Yes. But who created that information? Who gave that information? Who is creating that research-based output? You. And if you are you, and if you create the trust from day one, that informed chooser will not go anywhere else. And the final one is relationship. It's purely based on trust and engagement. And everything is personalized. And the patient becomes the active partner, not the passive. So if you look at the role, from the passive to active is the role. So if you create a marketing campaign which is production-based, what will you achieve is passive. If you create a marketing campaign which is sales, still emerging but still passive. If you're creating a marketing campaign based on the real needs, you're creating informed and ultimately relationship, it's an active partnership. Why it is unique? Because unlike other industries, it deals with life. And when it deals with life, it's critical. It's emotion. It's ethical. It's trust. It improves higher responsibility. Decisions are not just financial, they're personal, they're urgency-based, and they're emotional. So marketing has to balance compassion, accuracy, and credibility. So your aim should not only be promotion, but reassuring and trust-building. Multiple stakeholders, patients, doctors, physicians, physicists, anesthetists, ward boys, receptions, pantry guy, so it's for everyone. Doctors, insurers, employers, regulators, caregivers. Each stakeholder benefits different information and benefits. Patients want empathy. Doctors want clinical accuracy. Insurance will focus on cost and compliance. Government will focus on policy and safety. The end game, it should be customized for each audience group. Cancer, different. Hypertension, different. Diabetes, different. All about it. The ethics is like it cannot be exaggerated or false premises. 100% cure and guaranteed results. It's a strict rules. HIPAA, GDPR, consent rules around patient privacy. Testimonials need permission and must be truthful. You cannot just put a testimonial in the healthcare industry just because it has done well. You have to take the permission of the patient. That has to be in written or in email format. Promotion must be evidence-based, responsible and respectful. And patient welfare is the most important. Sales is secondary. Deep emotional context, patient's fear, anxiety, tone and visuals must be sensitive. One insensitive message can damage trust, emotional story training. Basically, you're creating a story of a nurse comforting a child work better than showcasing the equipment. That's the difference. I have the best equipment and I have the best nurse. I remember a wonderful line from one of the best movies of healthcare that I remember, not from Munna Bhai, but from Patch Adams, which has been done by Robin Williams. It was said, you treat a disease, you win, you lose. You treat a patient, no matter the outcome, you always win. And remember this line. Again, aim is for lifelong trust. You build through honest communication, transparency, small actions like follow-up. Trust becomes hospital's most valuable brand. Marketing reflects values, ethics, and real care, not just advertising. So elements, the four P's, it's adapted based on this. Product, service, and health outcomes. In healthcare, the product is a recovery, care, experience, and must clearly be communicating through the outcome, benefit, and success rates. The price, transparent. It's complex due to insurance packages and reimbursements, but be very clear what you're saying. They expect clarity. They expect fair cost estimates, no hidden charges. And trust will only come when the costs are explained in simplicity and honestly. Place, accessibility. Place is not just a hospital building anymore. It includes telemedicine, the home care, the mobile apps, the patient portals. You know, the goal should be, you should be, care should be available when and where patients need it. Not just they have to walk in here. Promotion. It's not flashy. It's about trust, awareness and education. Must be consistent across digital and offline. Builds credibility, visibility and confidence. So what is the central focus? All P's must align around one core, the patient experience. And it begins at appointment booking and continues even after discharge. So the key question was it easy for the person to walk into the hospital? Was the person heard? Was the patient cared? Was the patient being given the emotional comfort rather than a medical treatment? So your marketing should exist in every interaction, not just on billboards. From the reception, to the doctor, to the exit, and post that. So, why? Because patients today are informed, tech-savvy, and selective. Traditional marketing is gone. Healthcare has to engage on both digital and physical platforms. Trust, convenience, and accessibility are now core. And you as a marketer have to help providers to stay relevant in a fast-changing environment. So, trend one is most patient journeys now begin online, websites might be mobile friendly. The SEO helps hospitals appear in searches like best cardiologist near me, I just said. Online reviews, Google Practo, heavily influence trust and choice. Digital reputation has now as important as clinical reputation. It's a digital patient journey. It's a simplified picture of a chronic disease patient. I will leave it up to you to go through it, how they're using it, the cyclical effect, the diagnostic effect, the journey starts where, what are the early symptoms, what is the critical phase, then how the symptoms are taken care of, what are the primary HCPs, how the hospital's emergency unit is taking care of through the diagnostic channel from an expertise and, you know, autonomy, how they're using at what level. So Google, Facebook, all these things are at the first journey where the, you know, personal researches are there. Then it is Practo, then it is Amazon to a certain level, then it is Doka Posts, then it is Score Niterar, then it is Apple and the other app for monitoring. That's a simple journey. That is the tool that is being given here. You can use and build a campaign around it. Trend two, the growth of preventive and wellness healthcare. So it is shifting from prevention for a lifelong wellness. So diseases are not diseases now. They demand for an early detection. You know, patients expect guidance, not, you know, getting into the patient or getting into the medicines to stay healthy. And healthcare brands must position themselves as a long-term health partners. Trend three, new care models, telehealth, home care and retail clinics. Telehealth is gaining reputation as we speak. E-prescriptions, remote monitoring is now widely expected. This has worked mostly from a senior citizen perspective. Home care is becoming physiotherapy, diagnostic, elderly care at home. So you have to focus marketing on safety, professional care and comforting of home service. Retail clinics, malls, pharmacies, walk-in convenience for transparent pricing, extended hours, and the telehealth versus in-person. See, telehealth is convenience, in-person is local connection, saves time and money, easier to diagnose and treat specific conditions, improve healthcare access for patients, discreet and private. Patient empowerment and engagement. Patients want to be informed decision makers, not passive. It has to be personalized follow-ups, appointment reminders, feedback systems. Marketing must provide educational blogs, videos, FAQs, and patient guides. Expect transparency in cost treatment options. So the basic aim is to create long-term partnerships, not one-time visits. Again, it's a journey. The patient journey map, you can go through it. It's clearly visible from the first to the onboarding to the other places. That's what is in there. It's self-explanatory. Again, using technology, CRM systems, AI to track patient history, personalized health tips. Example is hypertension, AI chatbots, and personal communication improves both trust and health outcomes. Service convenience accept matters most. Even though technology is there, basic expectations remain unchanged. Patients are looking for easy appointment booking, online, phone, whatever. Short waiting times, they're not willing to wait more. You have nearby accessible locations, evening and weekend consultation slots for the corporate ones. So marketing as a core has to highlight the convenience, has to highlight the availability and smooth experience. Good service will offer better satisfaction, loyalty, and word of mouth. This is where we end the chapter one. We'll dig more into the others, but remember one thing. Patient empowerment with their wellness will stand out in the crowd. Thank you. See you again.